chest or a counter or a closet. Then one of the legs had broken off, causing the sheet of table or migdol to tip over. But the actual sheet of table or migdol is intact. Apple piece of macabre to her. Even though you can still put things in the sheet of table or migdol since it's intact. But it's tar, it's not macabre tumor. And since it's tipped over, it's not considered a kli, and therefore it's not macabre tumor. Shane on macabre kidarkon, rabiesi matam. The din is that a sheet of table or migdol, since it's made out of ace, if it's very large that it holds 40 solid liquids, it would not be macabre tumor, since it cannot be moved by one person when it's full. Now, if the sheet of table or migdol, when it's standing upright, cannot contain 40 solid liquids, but if you would tip it over, it would contain 40 solid liquids. Rabiesi matam, rabiesi would hold. Then such a case, it is macabre tumor. And even though it holds 40 solid liquids when it's tipped over, since when it's standing upright, it does not hold 40 solid liquids, it's macabre tumor. The naklite amita v'chamor v'chipoi tohirin. Naklite amita are bed paws. One paw on either side of the bed, and a rod would be put from one paw to the other, so that a bed canopy can be put over that rod. Then naklite amita is tar, it's not considered part of the bed, since it's not attached to the bed, so therefore, even though the mita is macabre tumor, the naklite amita are not macabre tumor as a pshute kliyeh. They do not have a receptacle, and therefore are not macabre tumor. So too, a hamor is not macabre tumor. A hamor are little pieces of wood that are put underneath the legs of the bed. These pieces of wood are also pshute kliyeh and are not macabre tumor, since they're not attached to the bed. And a chipoy, a cover to the bed, is also not macabre tumor. It's also pshute kliyeh. A bed that has four bed paws, one in each corner, and a wooden plank is put on top of those bed paws to act as a cover to the bed, that wooden plank, since it's pshute kliyeh and is not attached to the bed, it's not macabre tumor. The only part of the bed that's actually macabre tumor is the bed frame itself plus the malbim. The malbim is a rectangular wooden piece that's put right inside the bed frame. And the ropes that hold up the mattress are attached to this malbim. This malbim is considered part of the bed, and therefore it's macabre tumor along with the bed. Malbim b'nei levi tahir. But the malbim that are carried around by the b'nei levi that go out to the base of Midrash to do that avodah, and they carry their malbim with them. And that way, even if they don't have a bed, they can put the malbim on two chairs and put a mattress on top of it. Since their malbim are detached from the bed, they're considered pshute kliyeh, the kliyeh without a receptacle. They are not macabre tumor. A malbim is a rectangular wooden piece that's put inside the bed frame, and ropes are attached to it that would hold up the mattress. Now this malbim is not supported by the mita itself. Instead, it's put on wooden pieces called the shoinis. Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda said, this malbim is macabre tumor, even though it's pshute kliyeh. And since it's considered part of the bed, just like the bed is macabre tumor, the malbim is macabre tumor with it. Well, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are mitar. They say the malbim is not macabre tumor. It's not considered part of the bed. And since it's not supported by the bed frame itself, instead it's supported by these lishonis, these pieces of wood, so it's not considered part of the bed, so it hasn't done like any other pshute kliyeh, a kliyeh without a kibbutz, without a receptacle. That's not macabre tumor. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Mashan Azem, Imal B'nei B'nei Levi, Shemal B'nei B'nei Levi Tarp. Rabbi Yosi asked a question to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. He said, why do you say that this Malbin that is put on the Shonis is macabre tumor? What's the difference between this Malbin and the Malbin that are used by the B'nei Levi? As we saw in the previous Mishnah, that the B'nei Levi would carry around their Malbin with them when they went out to the Beit HaMikdash to do the Avodah of the Levim. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that the Malbin and B'nei Levi are Torah, they're not macabre tumor, and they're not considered part of the bed since they are detached from the bed. This malbein also, even though it's not carried from place to place, since it's not supported by the bed frame itself, instead it's supported by these lishonis. So it should not be considered part of the bed, and therefore it should not be macabre tumah, just like the malbein b'nei levi are tar, this malbein also should be tar.